Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
We're not. We're two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And yes, we both saw the Wordle where the answer was serum.
Yes, that was, I mean, that was a while ago now. But
it was, but I do want to mention it because so many people sent
us. It was exciting.
Yeah, sent us screenshots of their Wordle. I have to say it was spoiled for me, but that's okay. I just guessed it on the first try.
It was like half spoiled for me because someone had DM'd me being like, have you done today's Wordle yet? And then I was like, wait a second. And
then, what could it be?
Yeah. And then
if it's not Dory, I wonder what it is.
I got it pretty quickly because of that, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I haven't, I started doing the Wordle again. I hadn't been doing Wordle in so long. And then I just got into it again.
I'm a sporadic. I try to do it. I do it probably a few times a week. I'll do like a Wordle connections into Letterboxd.
Yep.
I hate connections. It like drives me fucking nuts.
Really?
I find it. You know what? I had a bit of an epiphany about myself.
Ooh, okay.
That I'm still kind of exploring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go on.
Here's what it is. When I was flying back on an airplane recently, the plane on the screen in front, you know, you have your little personal screen, it had some games. So I started playing this game on it called 2048. And it's like a sliding tile puzzle game where you're just combining these puzzle pieces to try to get to the number 2048. And I became obsessed with it. And I'm obsessed with playing it. And similarly, I was like, huh, you know what other game I am obsessed with playing is Rummikube, which is also a numbers game. And I was like, this is interesting because I'm a writer. I'm left-handed. I really identify as a right-brained person. I've never enjoyed math. It was always a big struggle for me. But these very basic number games appeal to me so much. And I hate word games. I hate the crossword. I hate connections. I don't do the New York Times spelling bee. I find it so annoying.
Really?
Yes. And you and my husband are big word game people. Like, he's a huge crossword person. And I know you are too. And I was like, I wonder what this says about me and my brain and like how, what I find fun and relaxing and what that, like why I'm drawn to number games. I like Sudoku. I'm not like a super Sudoku fan, but that's because you have to do math in Sudoku.
So you like number games, but not math games.
Yes.
Is what I'm hearing.
That seems to be what is, I literally was walking my dogs this morning and I was, had this feeling of like, I like
totally. I guess I don't totally see the distinction. Like, what is a number game that is not, in some ways, a math game?
Well, I guess it is a math game. They are math games. So maybe I like math games?
Yeah. I mean, look, The Times was beta testing a game called Digits.
Oh, I missed
for
this.
A while.
Okay.
But I really enjoyed. It sounds somewhat similar to this 2048 game that you're talking about.
Oh, I love it.
But I guess not enough people like Digits because they took it away. They did not make it part of their regular rotation. And now they only have word games except for Sudoku. So I thought that was interesting. They're also beta testing a new game called Strands. Have you played this game?
My daughter plays it and really likes it. I've only tried it once.
I love it, I have to say.
Anthony doesn't like it.
Okay, see, Anthony and I have similar game taste.
100% you do.
There's like too much happening in Strands. There's too many like different things. I don't know. I'm not into it. I feel like they overcomplicated it and I don't love it. So I'm curious to see what will happen with Strands. But I do love Connections. I find Connections very fun and very satisfying.
It drives me nuts.
That's so funny.
I do it, but I don't enjoy it. I almost like it, like it's not pleasurable.
Right. I am so curious to see how you take to Mahjong.
I am too. Dory is teaching me Mahjong this weekend. I am so excited. I also just talked to another friend who wants to start a Mahjong group who's never played. And I was like, Dory's teaching. We'll get a table together. I am too, because when I tried to learn it the first time, I was confused, but maybe.
But that wasn't that also online?
It was online. Yeah.
Yeah. Now that I know more about Mahjong and have played more, I think obviously you can learn online. Like I did learn online, but I think it's much better to learn in person.
How are you feeling? Like, do you feel a calling as an instructor and a teacher? Like, have you ever stepped in those shoes before? And like, are you enjoying that experience? It seems like you are, but I'd love to hear like how it's been
so,
for you.
I did some teaching when I was in grad school.
Mm.
I was a teaching assistant.
Okay.
And I taught some of my own classes at another college in Philadelphia. So and cool. I really did not like it. Now, at the time, I chalked this up to I don't like teaching.
Mm.
I think a couple of things were actually going on. One is that I didn't like love teaching college students.
Yeah, that's fair. Understandable.
And I think also I wasn't always like super into the material, and I think it was hard to teach something that I wasn't like super compelled by.
Mm-hmm.
I am really enjoying teaching Mahjong. I mean, unfortunately, all the things that I'm into now are like things for retired people to like make a little bit of money on the side and not really like a viable career path. So, you know, just navigating that, Kate.
But you enjoy the experience and you feel like you have an ability.
I mean, I've been told that.
I think it's really cool.
People enjoy my classes and have said I'm a good Mahjong teacher. And I've been asked to come back. So that feels like, you know, testimony.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
So I am enjoying it. I mean, I feel like it's important for people to socialize around games.
Yeah. I mean, I think often the happiest point of my week is when I go play pickleball for an hour and a half with other mm-hmm. people. We're chatting, we're having fun. And I am definitely craving that kind of connection. So I'm excited mm-hmm. to learn Mahjong to hopefully cultivate that a little bit more.
Yeah. I mean, the goal is for people to be able to like host their own Mahjong mm-hmm. evenings with a group of people. Because that I think is, you know, that's what you want, right? I will say I find like now I have a few different like game situations, and I do find the planning of it to be a lot. Like wrangling a group of people is not super fun for me.
Yeah, you need like consistency and commitment and like a regularity.
Yeah, and the thing is, like Mahjong, you're really supposed to play with four people. Okay. You can play with three, and it's like kind of fine, but you're really supposed to play with four. So what I have, in my experience, I will say now, there's usually at least one, if not more, more people who flake last minute. And I don't know if it's just because I've been teaching moms who are busy. I don't know if it's LA. I don't know if it's the season. Like, I don't know what it is, yeah. But in most of the classes and in my like regular games, there's almost always people who flake last minute. And that is really annoying because it messes up the whole balance of the game. So I find that frustrating, and there's like not much you can really do about it because like stuff comes up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that is just, I don't know. Maybe this is why like retired people have like an easier time because they don't have as many responsibilities and commitments. I don't know.
That would be my guess. Yes.
It is frustrating because it's not just the kind of thing where it doesn't matter how many people you have. Like it does matter.
It impacts it, huh?
It impacts it. Yeah. Like poker, a full table is 10 people, but you can really play with anywhere from like 6 to 10. So like if you've planned it with 10 and a couple people drop out, it's like fine. But in Mahjong, if you're planning on two tables of four and two people drop out, well, now you're down to two tables of three and it's just a different game, you know? So, I don't know.
Being retired seems like fun if you have some like savings, if you've saved for retirement.
I mean, though, that's the thing, right? It's just like, you know, you need to have that money and you need to have that community.
Yeah. I think community is really, I mean, there are so many studies done about how like human interaction and community, like it helps people live longer essentially. Right. Like,
yeah, totally.
Which is why I think we're all still reeling from the last 4 years.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's partly why I've been trying to cultivate these in-person social activities.
You've been extremely proactive and I really admire it.
Thank you, Kate.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Now I just need to like use that energy to get a job.
Yeah, that's a lot less fun.
It is a lot less fun, and there's also like not that many jobs, so that is like another obstacle.
It is
so.
Yeah, that is an obstacle, and it's also, I think there's like such a psychological element that comes along with that. Like it's not even just that the job market isn't great, it's that like the entire industry that you've been working in is essentially it's changed in a way that is soul crushing, and that's very frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and then we can take a break, but I think the other thing that is happening is I think a lot of people in my industry and in tech and in these other industries that have had layoffs, people are feeling very gaslit. And like, I see this on LinkedIn a lot because there's all these headlines about how low the unemployment rate is. And if you kind of like dig a little deeper, the unemployment rate is very misleading and does not really take into account the full like totality of what's going on in the job market. And so I think for a lot of people, it's very disorienting because you see these headlines that are like unemployment down to 3.8% or whatever. And it's like, well, then why can't I get a job?
Yeah.
So there's a big disconnect going on right now. And I think people really feel unacknowledged. I see this sentiment a lot, coming up a lot.
How are people expressing it? Like, I know, are they posting on LinkedIn or just kind of commenting?
Yeah. People are posting on LinkedIn, you know, talking about how many applications they've sent out and they've gotten no interviews, or, you know, they get ghosted, or they've been searching for 9 months and nothing. And, you know, just like all this stuff that is affecting a lot of people. So if you are in that boat, I see you, and I'm not gaslighting you.
I appreciate you saying that.
Thank you, Kate. Well, let's take a little break before we hear from some listeners. Oh, wait, no, Kate.
Yeah.
You wanted to talk about a prod.
I can talk about it after the break.
When we get to it.
Well, we've got plenty of time.
Right, we'll talk about it after the break. All right. Just a reminder before we take a break that we do have a website, forever35podcast.com. We link to everything we mentioned on the show, including the prod that Kate is going to talk about after the break. We are on Instagram at forever35podcast. We have a Patreon at patreon.com/forever35. We have our favorite products at shopmy.us/forever35. We have a newsletter at forever35podcast.com/newsletter. And please call or text us at 781-591-0390 or email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com. And now we shall take that break. We'll be right back. I am the first to admit that gift giving is not easy for everyone. It's taken me a long time to become like a halfway decent gift giver. But what I have learned is that the best way to win the gift giving game is to gift memories.
Ooh.
Yes. And you know how you do that, Kate?
I'm ready. I'm listening.
The Aura digital frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
We have gifted this to many people.
And when you gift this, your family will love looking back on childhood memories and seeing what you're up to today. Even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating the frame with new photos. So it's really the gift that keeps on giving. It's super easy to set up. It takes literally 2 minutes. You download the app, you set up the Wi-Fi,
boom.
You're good to go.
Yep.
We have given this to my parents. We've given this to Matt's parents.
Mm-hmm. Same, same.
It's so easy because you can add photos from the app like anytime you want. And also, like, my brother has the app, so he can add photos from his family. My sister has the app, so she can add photos. My parents also have it, so they also add their own photos.
That is one of the coolest parts, I think, of the Aura frame, is that everybody can contribute.
Yes.
I love that about we have two Aura frames in our house. I have one in my office and one in our family room. And my kids love it.
Do they have the same pictures on them?
No, they have different pictures.
Oh, that's interesting. Maybe I should get one for my office.
I'm looking at a picture of my children right now.
Right. Interesting. Putting that away for later.
Store that.
Yes. The Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which is what many other digital frames require. And also, then you're not taking up your email storage. So win-win. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Forever 35 listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's auraframes.com. Use code forever35 at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code FOREVER35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code FOREVER35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. Now, look, both Dory and I love our Quince items.
You might even call us Quince heads.
You might. I would say you should. In fact, if you don't address us as such, we might get upset. In all seriousness, I have a variety of clothing from Quince. Everything from a beautiful cashmere sweater to a very simple, easy white tee to this gorgeous pink summer dress. You can really like get your whole wardrobe filled with quality pieces at really reasonable prices. You can get organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. They even have timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, which I want. Just going to announce that here. I'm coming for that jewelry.
You're putting it out there.
I'm putting it out there. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middle people and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which we love. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/forever35 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/forever35 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/forever35. All right, so thank you, Dory, for giving me space to talk about this product, because I've never had such an instantaneous, like, it works moment with anything, really. This is a toothpaste. Okay. Now, I bought this Crest Brilliance Toothpaste Whitening System is what it's called. And I bought it based on a recommendation from Drew Barrymore.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure I stumbled upon this video of her brushing her teeth with this stuff because I was Googling whether or not Drew Barrymore has veneers.
Oh my God, amazing.
I am still kind of fixated on celebrity veneers. I'm rewatching Friends, and like when I watch something old, I'll, you know, like an older film or movie, I'll notice how people have their regular teeth, and then I try to Google if they have veneers now.
I love this for
I'm just
you.
A very curious person. Anyway, so yeah, I think I was Googling Drew Barrymore, and I don't think she has veneers because she recommended this Crest Brilliance toothpaste. Okay. And in the video, she's like, this isn't sponsored. I really like this and it seems to work. And then she just brushes her teeth in the video. And I don't have a link to this video. I can try to find it. I just like truly stumbled upon it. And so of course I bought this stuff, and it's a two-step thing. You brush your teeth for a minute with one of the things, and you spit it out, but you don't rinse. And then you brush your teeth for another minute with the next product, and then you do rinse. My teeth were a little sensitive after, so like if the whitening products kind of bug you, it might not be for you, but it really wasn't too bad. And my teeth were instantaneously whiter. Not like glowing, absurd white, but just noticeably better looking. And I used it again this morning. So I used it last night, and I was like, oh, wow, this actually makes a difference. And then I used it again this morning, and I was like, oh, wow, this shit works. And I hate white strips or tooth strips, whatever you want to call them. I can't stand those. They make me gag. I've tried the kind of whitening system where you put stuff on your teeth and you let it dry and then you put a light in your mouth. That never did anything. This is so easy. It's just when you're brushing your teeth.
Okay.
And it like made a noticeable difference, but not, again, not in a like blinding way, which on an episode of Friends does happen to Ross. He whitens his teeth too much and then he goes to make out with somebody and she turns on a black light and his teeth are glowing.
Oh my God, that's so funny. But I feel like that's what some celebrity veneers
they
look
are
like
blindingly white. Yes.
They are blindingly white. Like they're so white.
And I don't desire that, but I do drink a lot of coffee. Like I don't mind a little like freshness on these old chompers. So if anyone tries out this product or has tried it and liked it, let me know. And let Drew know. Okay. Really, all credit to Drew.
Thank you, Drew.
All right. Moving on to some listener comments and cues.
Okay. Let's do that. All right. Our first is from a listener who texted us and said, longtime listener, first time texter. Joe Piazza just made me feel so seen. She said her self-care includes her husband getting up in the middle of the night with their baby because she needs her sleep. Ever since my 19-month-old was born, my husband does the morning shift every single morning. I get up in the middle of the night but physically can't wake up early in the morning. Like Joe, I need my sleep. For almost 2 years now, I've felt such shame, not at all, by my husband, because it feels like every other mom does, quote, both shifts. and that I'm terrible because I literally can't wake up in the early mornings. Just nice to know that out there somewhere someone is similar to me. Aww. Jo does make people feel seen.
She does. And I'm glad that you felt seen, listener, but I do just want to note that it fucking sucks that you felt shame, because partners should be splitting the shifts up. Mm-hmm. Your system makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I think often, especially in heterosexual partnerships, mm-hmm. there is not equity. And I commend you for modeling it. And I'm sorry that you felt such shame about it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Thank you for saying that.
You're welcome. Anyway, send that message to Jo, Dory.
Oh, I okay. will.
So we got this text about, you know, we've been talking about like friendships and the change, like when you have a friendship and then it goes away and that weird feeling. And someone shared this saying, and I actually, this has really resonated with me. So this listener just wrote in. They said, a saying that I've lived by for years, you have friends for a season, friends for a reason, and friends for a lifetime. It's easy to see friendships go when you realize some friends are not lifelong friends. And I think what changed my perspective after reading this is realizing that it's not bad if friendships end. Like, it doesn't mean that it was a bad friendship or you had a falling out or, you know, there's something wrong that your friendship just kind of died, but rather like it ran its course and it fulfilled you during the friendship. And now you're on to a new season. I really liked that because I have a lot of grief sometimes about friendships that aren't as strong or have that kind of faded. And it kind of helped me rethink them a little bit. And also like let go of a little bit of bitterness that I have. Do you have that about friendships at all?
Yeah. I mean, I'm currently navigating this with a longtime friend and I don't really know what the outcome is going to be. I don't want to say something that I can't take back. Right, you know what right. I mean? Like, I don't want to say something in anger or that I regret. And so I've really been thinking about like how I want to respond to her, because it's obviously, you know, in my mind, it's become a bigger thing. So this text from a listener, what I'm saying is this is very timely for me, this reminder. So thank you for that. All right. We have a voicemail that I'm going to play.
Hey, Kate and Dory. This is Joan in Chicago. This is my first time calling the podcast. I have the opportunity to spend this upcoming summer in Italy. We'll be there for just over 2 months. And I know that there are a bunch of amazing skincare products and makeup products that are only available in Europe. So I was wondering if you'd be willing to compile a list of things that I should keep out for to grab and take home or use while I'm there. Thanks so much. Bye.
I don't know if either of us have the expertise in this area to compile a list, but I thought it might be good to open this up in case people had recommendations.
Okay, I remember like one of the first product recommendations you ever made on this podcast was Nuxe Huile Prodigieuse.
I still love it. Right before we started doing Forever 35, like maybe the year or two prior, I started hyperfixating. Should have really understood what was going on with my brain back then, but you know. And I was like, skincare, I'm interested in this. And then it was like French girl life, hashtag French girl. What products are they using? And that is when I purchased a bunch of French products from, I think, like FrenchPharmacy.com. And Nuxe Huile Prodigieuse, which is a dry oil, a scented dry oil, I still like. I think that's a great product to check out if you're, I'm assuming you can grab it in Italy. I mean, my initial thought is like, I think it's just fun to kind of browse and see what like piques your own curiosity rather than, I mean, there's so many lists of like French products to get at the pharmacy if you're in France that you can find online. But I personally find like just like browsing to be really kind of fun. I do of course have recommendations just to throw out at this person. In addition to that Nuke's oil, there's an oil by Joe Way. I'm sure I'm saying this wrong. It's a dry oil. It comes in a spray, like a pump. I really like it. I have it. I got a text from a friend who's working in Europe right now, and she said that all the girlies there are loving La Roche-Posay Cicaplast Balm.
Okay. That's a hot tip.
Mm-hmm. I love Aven. I especially love their face cream, and they had one that I loved that they discontinued, but I really like their products. I think you can get great sunscreen in Europe. La Roche-Posay is a brand. Again, Aven makes good. I mean, there's so much. I would just look at the sunscreen. A313 is like a cult fave.
Yes.
Vitamin A.
Like retinol, right?
Yeah. That some people swear by. I tried it and I was one of the people who put it on my skin when my skin was still a little bit too damp and then my face itched all night.
Oh no.
It's fine. I mean, I made it. people love the omeoplasmine, which is, I think it's like a Vaseline, but more. And
yeah, someone once brought me a tube of it. It's like, it's kind of like Aquaphor.
It's super thick. People put it on their lips, but I remember reading something where I think that's like an American interpretation of the product, and French people think we're weird for putting it on our lips.
Oh, interesting. I think you can put it on your nipples.
I think you might be right. It has like calendula, and I think it's petroleum. I don't know. Some other brands that I would look at: Embryolisse, Caudalie, Bioderma. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There was a brand I was doing called Patyka, P-A-T-Y-K-A, that looked interesting. Now, I will say, Italy to me is like, I would look at perfumes. If you are a scent person, there's a lot of kind of like old 100-year-old perfume houses in Italy.
Oh, that's a hot tip.
I once had a scent from a place called everything I'm saying wrong, I'm sure. Carthusia. I had a scent from there that I loved. There's Acqua di Parma. There's a place called, or a brand called Santa Maria Novella, which looked really interesting. So to me, I feel like Italy, it's like cool old perfumiers. Perfumers. Mm. It's the bad way of saying it. Perfumers. But I don't know. Just browse. And if you're like, oh, this looks intriguing, I've never seen this before, give it a grab.
I like this suggestion.
I'm kind of the mindset right now that we all are getting like too much information. And it's, or at least for me, and it's like taking away from my own curiosity, and like so I'm trying to remember that, to keep that in mind for myself about things. So I'm just sharing that perspective with you.
Allison Roman had a good newsletter about this recently, specifically actually in the context of going to Paris, but it was also about recommendation culture and getting away from that.
Yes.
And she talks about this.
Okay, I will check that out, because I do think, like, I think things like TikTok has, like, the way it's made certain locations, like, everybody's got to go to this one place for a picture. And it's like, I don't know, it's just kind of made things, I think it's taken the enjoyment out of, like, exploration and.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll check that out, Dory. Should we take another break?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okie doke.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Kate, you know I've been getting into like the spring cleaning vibe.
Yeah, you have really been kind of doing a refresh, if you will.
I've been trying, but I gotta say, it's a lot more fun when you also get to do a little space refresh.
Mm.
So I'm talking like moving furniture around, maybe get a new piece here or there, swap out the blankets. Like I'm almost ready for my cotton blanket instead of my wool blanket.
Yes, the seasons are changing and so is your home.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And with Jenni Kayne's Elevated Home Essentials, I can get exactly what I need to create the kind of place I frankly never want to leave. Jenni Kayne Home is a California brand through and through, and their interior pieces are instant classics. From their candle scents, I don't have to tell you how much I love the musk candle, and Kate, of course, is partial to the Montecito candle.
Always and forever.
Yeah. To their iconic furniture and the coziest pillows, think clean, effortless, and totally refined. Jenni Kayne Home is all about the art of simplicity. They focus on comfort, quality, and timeless design so you can curate a space that never goes out of style and always feels fresh as spring. Find the perfect way to refresh your space at JenniKayne.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code F35 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order, JenniKayne.com, promo code F35.
Okay.
All right.
Dory, I put this voicemail on here and I'm going to just share this with you and we can share this with the listeners. I can't remember if we have played this voicemail already. I did a search.
Okay.
I didn't see it in any documents. If this sounds familiar or if we are playing it a second time, I apologize. Tell me if you remember this one, Dory, if we've played it before.
Hi, ladies. My name is Lauren. I live in Miami and I love your podcast. I've been listening for a long time. I have a question for you guys and for listeners related to skincare and how we handle like getting home, washing our face, and then perhaps doing it again after dinner. I can't imagine I'm the only person who has this issue. So I get home, you know, but by the time I get home from work and everything, it's like 6 p.m. I have to get out of my clothes. I have to take my makeup off. It's good for your skin to take your makeup off as soon as you can. So I wash my face, do the whole like double cleanse. And then this is where I get into the problem. Like sometimes I'll do my whole routine at that time, like toner, eye cream, retinol, moisturizer, the whole shebang. But then I'll have dinner and like, you know, I'm either eating very daintily like around my skincare or sometimes like with certain foods, it's just impossible if it's like a messier situation. And in those instances, I feel kind of silly because then I go back, I wash my face again do the whole thing again. You know, it sounds just like kind of insane. So what I've been doing lately is doing like a little, like a skincare snack situation. Like, you know, when I get home, I'll do, I'll wash my face really well, but then I'll just do a face oil. But even then, after dinner, I go back and wash my face again. And like, isn't that bad for our skin barrier and all that stuff? What do you guys do? Do you just like maybe wash your face and put nothing on? I feel very naked in that situation. And, you know, like sometimes if you don't put moisturizer on, your skin feels real tight. And like that squeaky clean feeling. So I've tried that. Not good. I'm curious, what are you guys doing when you get home? Yeah, thanks.
Have we played this before?
This quandary does sound vaguely familiar to me. Like I have a vague recollection of answering something, if not this particular voicemail, then like something similar, but maybe it was something else.
Should we answer it in the off chance that we're doing it again? Or should we
sure
skip it?
Do you have thoughts about this?
Yeah, I'm not this thoughtful about my skin. Like I exercised today in a workout class and I didn't wash my face after. So you're asking someone, at least me anyway, Dory is different. Dory is way better about showering after working out. I know this to be true. I just feel like you're asking, like, you need to find your people on this. Also, like, everybody's job is different. I sit in front of a computer and I don't see people. Some people are working in a hospital. Someone is working in front of a stove. You know, like the level of needing to wash one's face after anything is different. I would just say to this person, you got to do what feels best for you. But I think if you washed your face when you got home, and then I have been using this toner from COSRX, I think you could use like a hydrating product, like a hydrating toner or an ampoule or like something that doesn't leave your skin feeling tight. And then when it's time for bed, you could kind of do the second half of the routine, because I think washing your face twice, it depends on your skin, but it seems like a little stripping. Mm-hmm. This toner that I love, I've just started using it, but it's really great. It's the Full Fit Propolis Synergy Toner. And it's super hydrating. I'm loving it. So you could maybe just wash your face, put on a little bit of this, and then maybe, you know, give it a second go if you need to kind of get stuff off your face before bed, and then do the rest of your skincare routine.
I like that suggestion. And I was going to say something similar, like if you really feel like you need to wash your face, like the second you get home, wash your face and then maybe just put on like a very light moisturizer so you don't get that like that dryness that you sometimes feel. Also, but also if your skin is really feeling tight after you wash your face, you might be using like too much of a drying cleanser. Mm. Like maybe use like a balm or something, like something a little gentler. And then I would just put on like a gel moisturizer, like a water cream or something, like a thin layer of something just to sort of have it on there, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. then do your full routine. And if you do feel like I feel like I still need to wash my face before bed, maybe do like an oil cleanser.
Yeah.
Or again, like a balm, something hydrating. That is just not going to be stripping.
I like that.
That would be my suggestion.
That sounds nice.
Thank you. Thank you, Kate.
All right, Dory, let's wrap up our listener comments with this text message. This has been a very skincare heavy episode. I've enjoyed it.
It has.
All right, this person wrote to us, random skincare wreck. It Cosmetics changed the formula to their Confidence in a Cream product. It's what Kate would call a thick cream. Now it feels stingy on my sensitive and dry skin, but the internet showed me two great alternatives. Holika Holika's Good Sarah Cream and Paula's Choice Ultra Rich Moisturizer.
Ooh, I don't know Holika Holika.
I don't either, but I am giving it. Ooh, ooh, I'm into this price point.
Oh, it's a Korean brand. Interesting. Okay.
I've never tried this Paula's Choice moisturizer either, but I'm into it.
The Holika website looks like it doesn't ship to the US, but maybe there's another way
maybe
to buy
Stylevana?
It. Stylevana? Oh yeah, maybe Stylevana.
I love a thick moisturizer, especially in dry and cold weather. And mm-hmm. I don't like when a moisturizer stings. That makes me very upset.
No.
So I see you.
Thank you for this.
Well, Dory, should we slide into Intention Town?
Let's do that.
How has it been for you last week? You said you were going to ease back into society. You were going to re-enter the world post-sickness. I feel like you're there.
Yeah, I think I have been re-entering the world. I played tennis.
Oh.
My nose was running a little bit, but like other than that, I felt fine. I taught some Mahjong. Yeah, I have been venturing out of my home, which feels good. This week I am going to try to just like work on my mental health a little bit.
I'm here for this.
And we'll see how that goes.
Okay.
What about you?
Last week I said I was going to clean my desk because it was covered in mm-hmm. cans and papers and food and
how'd that go?
I did clean it, and I ended up having one okay. of those weekends where I cleaned a lot.
Oh, nice. That's so satisfying.
It's so satisfying. It felt amazing. And I made sure to finish the projects because I often I'll start the bathroom closet
yes,
clean out and then I
yes,
don't finish. And then
yes,
there's just
yes.
stuff everywhere for 6 months. And I made it a point to complete the projects, and that
oh, that's so nice.
It was really nice. And I just did like an expired medicine and product purge and then reorganized.
Oh, and you've been talking about doing that.
I got rid of a lot of stuff. Well, I was talking to an esthetician, and they were like, anything that's over a year old, like throw it out. And I was like, you mean this 4-year-old bottle of SkinCeuticals vitamin C serum? Okay. So,
and they were like, yeah.
I mean, I didn't reveal that I had that because I was like, this is not great. But yeah, I threw that out.
Okay. Yeah. That's exciting, Kate.
It feels good to declutter in that way.
Good.
What
about this week?
Oh my
week?
Gosh. This week, I realized I didn't write something in our little spot. I wrote that I cleaned.
You were just so excited about cleaning.
I was so excited about cleaning that I didn't put anything else in. What am I going to do this week? Oh, I have an intention. It's kind of a broader one. I am really enjoying seeing live theater shows.
Ooh.
My husband and I went and saw a play here in Los Angeles on Saturday night. And I've seen more like stand-up recently. And I just am like, and there's a stand-up coming to LA who I really like, who I want to see. So I'm just going to kind of like try to keep that. Like that definitely like fills my cup.
Love
so
that.
So I am going to just make sure I have another thing on the calendar. Doesn't need to be fancy. I just like to go out and see people perform.
That's so fun for you.
It is fun. I also really love magic shows. If anyone has any good magic show recommendations.
Okay.
I love magic.
Let's keep that in mind
I
for Kate.
I love magic.
Magic show rest.
I really do love magic. Okay. On that note, Dory, we have come to the end.
Yeah. So let's let everyone know Forever 35 is hosted and produced by me, Dori Shafrir, and Kate Spencer, and produced and edited by Sam Junio. Sammy Reed is our project manager, and our network partner is Acast. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.